if you're going to feed the hens and turkeys, geese, etc., you have one name that applies to all of them, the hens and the turkeys and the geese.
The chickens, fowls.
A hen on a nest of eggs is called?
Setting hen.
The place where they live?
Hen house.
If it's just a rude little shelter built out in the
chicken
open.
Chicken house.
When you eat one, what's the part that children like to have so that they can pull it apart to see
pull
how
it works?
Pull
it on. You don't get many of them nowadays. They cut them all in two nowadays.
The kind of chicken I buy does. I wouldn't have a chicken without a pulley bone.
you buy a whole chicken, you see, you can cut it out.
What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat? The liver and the heart and
gizzard.
The gizzard?
Don't eat the heart. Do you eat the heart?
No, I don't.
I don't eat. We throw it away, but we save the gizzard and liver.
No, I don't even eat that.
You don't?
No.
Good.
I like the pulley bone and the breast and the thigh.
Well,
it's
just us two. We generally go buy the chicken breast.
Yeah.
And I buy them together and then I just split
them. What do you call the part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in? This is going back to the hogs.
Oh, that's the entrails.
Okay. If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it is?
Feeding time, chore time.
Okay. To call cows in from the pasture?
You just have to call them, I guess.
Or to make them stand still during milking.
Yeah, just tell them to be still, that's all.
Okay.
I tried to milk one time. She didn't like it. It was young when she kicked me out in the hall. Ooh, boy.
We used to go and get in line when my uncle would start milking. Because that was just the best thing in the world was to stand there and let him get milk straight from the cow. And
then
it was
right in your mouth.
Yeah, right in your mouth.
Yeah. Well, this was a young one, and I was in the milk, and she wasn't used to it. And I noticed she was a little bit shy when I went into the side of her, and next thing I know, I was out in the hall. I grabbed the stool, and I started to go in there after, and the man that ran, I was just doing this on the side, just for the fun of it. And I got that stool up, boy, and I was going in there after, and he grabbed me. Or I might have hit her, she probably kicked
mm-hmm.
me again.
What do you say to a horse to urge him on?
Get up.
Okay. What do you say to stop him?
Whoa.
Okay. How do you call hogs to feed them?
Piggy, 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 piggy.
Mm-hmm. To get chickens when you're feeding them.
Chick, 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 chicky.
Okay, if you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you might say, I want to...
Harness them.
If you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
The reins.
What do you put your feet on into when you're riding horseback?
Horseback, the stirrups.
Okay. If you have two horses, the horse on the left is called?
That's the offside. The one on the right's the lead thing.
If something's not right here near at hand, you say it's just a little ways?
Off.
If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a blank to go before dark.
I'd have so many miles to go, or something like that.
If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you might say that you could find that just about?
Anywhere.
If he fell on the ice and fell this way, he fell?
Backwards.
And if you fell this one?
Forward. I get on the ice, that's the way I go.
I know, I've done it so many times. If I said, did you catch any fish, you might say, no.
I didn't catch any today.
A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher,